broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
In conversation now with the CEO of Southern Sun to help reflect on the company's numbers that were released today, essentially having shown the adequate results and outcomes of a significant restructuring that took place post the pandemic and increase in occupancy levels, essentially meaning that you and I are spending more nights within Southern Sun and its group of hotels, largely seeing significant growth and partnerships that are also coming through from its investments in Durban. To tell us more, we join on the line by Marcel von Olock, who joins us tonight as the CEO of Southern Sun. Marcel, such a pleasure to speak to you again, sir, and welcome back to Kaya Biz.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic. I guess first things first, as one does look at your numbers and reflects on a few of the headlines, very clear that your strategy around a key restructuring post the pandemic is what led to the positive outcomes in your numbers. Perhaps provide a refresher of the outcomes and restructuring that had to take place post 2020. Yeah.
I mean, hotel business during COVID was a complete mess. You sat with 100 and something hotels all closed, no revenue. What we did in that period was, I guess, first and foremost, was a complete cost restructure. So we were a lot more efficient. We cleaned up what we had two listings at the time. You had Southern Sun and you had Hospitality Fund. We swapped up the hospitality shares so that you've got one clean operating company. We sold assets in Seychelles and Nigeria that brought our debt down. So it's a fundamentally different business. And then last year was probably our first really good year post-COVID, and we got the opportunity to buy back 10% of our shares at really attractive prices. And you add all this together, you sit 5 years later and you've got record profits. It is the first half of the year, which is our weaker period, because we've got winter, particularly in Cape Town. Mm-hmm. But it's grown very nicely on last year, and we think that should continue for the balance of the year. Mm-hmm. But everything's just working as it should do, which is nice to see after a very difficult period.
Definitely a difficult period. Let's talk about debt and just how those levels are positioned now going forward in terms of the payments that you've made and settlements.
Yeah, so we started COVID with 3.3 billion of debt. We finished this 6 month period with about a billion of debt. But we think by the end of the year, we'll be down to a net 300 million or so, which essentially for a group our size is ungeared. I mean, it's really minimal debt that's left. Mm-hmm. And in that period, as I said, we bought back 10% of our shares. We paid our first dividend since listing in this half-year period. And we are spending very significantly on maintenance and upgrades at the moment. Mm-hmm. So we spent about 220 million odd, I think, in the 6 months. Our target is 520 for the year. And that's going to continue for a number of years. We're doing pretty large hotel refurbishments, which we think is money well spent. Can't really rebuild the portfolio we've got. You wouldn't get the locations, and if you could, the replacement cost is just enormous.
Oh, yeah.
So we think putting money into the buildings and making them world-class is a good investment. And despite all that, we're still going to be pretty much ungeared by the end of the year. So the balance sheet's really healthy, which means either additional dividends, additional buybacks, or we can do acquisitions going forward. But at the moment, we're very inwardly focused.
Got you. Let's talk about some of the additional capital on refurbishments and more specifically within the city centre of Durban. Maharani and Elangeni hotels are key areas of focus for you. Unpack that for us. What are you doing and how is the city perhaps assisting in revitalising that area for you?
Yeah, so we haven't started that yet. What we have had is there was a tender process for a 50-year lease that had ended. That there's a new one. We've been announced as the preferred bidder, which is good, seeing as we were the only bidder. But we actually still have to conclude the lease with the city. So that process will still take a while. When we've concluded that and we've got security of tenure, then we can reinvest on that beachfront. And what we've said is we've got a number of hotels. We've got Elangeni Maharani, but we've also got the Edward South Beach Marine Parade. And we'll be doing pretty big refurbishments the whole way. I think Durban has improved nicely. It was a tough 6 months for Durban. Our results there are backwards, so we don't want to put too much gloss on that. But we've seen a sentiment change. And it's a small little sample, but we had our summer sale a week or two ago, and we saw the demand towards Durban on the back of some good work the city's doing on infrastructure revival, beachfront repair, etc.
Mm-hmm. Can't ignore the political shifts that have taken place there. Does that play any influence on how quickly you might see things turn around from a local government point of view or provincial government?
Yeah, look, the provincial government's quite tenuous. There's only one vote in it. We hope that lasts. There's been a definite focus on getting the issues fixed. President Ramaphosa has been quite involved in getting the various ministers and these work streams going. We've helped with the tourism side. There's a lot of work to do, but Durban itself, which is distinctly different from Umhlanga, needs the support, but it's not such a hard fix. You've got pretty good infrastructure in there. You just need to maintain it and get the management of the bylaws and so on right. And I have seen a very good attitude towards that. When I engage with city officials now, they're talking about what does it take to get blue flag status back. And 2-3 years ago, if you spoke about blue flag status, you were branded colonialist and like all sorts of other nonsense. And actually, it's not that hard. Obviously, when it rains, the sea will go brown. It's been like that forever and a day. But it clears. And if you've got your sewage infrastructure is in place, which isn't that hard to fix either, there are spectacular beaches there. And that's something they're aiming for and they're talking about now. And I think that's very positive.
Definitely. Making Durban help to return to its former glory. Shareholders clearly happy with the share price. The dividend payout and, of course, what we are seeing in terms of occupancy levels. So I guess, does that mean that domestic tourism is also on the upside there?
Yeah, we've seen everything recover. Obviously, our large exposure to Cape Town makes us look very clever. That market is booming. You're getting good pricing power. The city has done an incredibly good job of putting itself on the global map, not just for tourists, but for business conventions and that sort of thing. The CTICC is well run. It's fully booked. And I think that's going to continue. So unless somebody does something stupid, Cape Town is really doing well, and we're fortunate to have a large amount of stock there. The other nice thing is we've seen a good boom in Joburg, Sandton business-based tourism. The Sandton Convention Centre, which we operate, is also fully booked for the next 3 years. I'm delighted that the G20 is coming to Joburg. I think that's a good decision. Cape Town does not need another conference in November, but Joburg needs that capacity, and it's going to force the provincial government and the city administration, whether they like it or not, to clean up the city. Just like we have a World Cup, yeah. You're going to have the world's most powerful leaders coming. They are going to start painting roads and fixing streetlights and repairing potholes. So I think that's very good news for Joburg going forward.
Definitely. Marcel, always a pleasure speaking to you, sir. Unfortunately, there's never enough time, but looking forward to seeing some of the prospects that you'll be able to share with us post the festive season. Thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's Marcel von Olock, Southern Sun CEO, giving us some insight into the tourism and hospitality space and explaining just how Cape Town continues to shoot the lights out there.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.